Welcome to the third episode of Kids Talk About Shit.
Yay!
I'm joined with my co-hosts, Grayson.
Yo, what's up?
And Jerry.
Hi.
Hi.
What should be our first topic, guys? Let's do something more controversial this time. Gun violence? What do you all think about it?
Okay, so let me start this off. I am
wearing a Texas shirt.
Okay, listen. I have family in Texas, Evan. Gun violence. Well, I mean, I grew up with anti-gun, totally anti-gun. I talked about that in our first episode. Totally, like, my parents were no camo, no anything, no play guns. I didn't get my first, like, Nerf gun until I was, like, 10, I don't know. But gun violence, there's the debate where should people be able to have guns? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the big reason why people are, like, messed up.
I personally grew up in somewhere that was a little bit anti-gun because my mom had previous experiences with my birth dad, and it was a little strange for a while. But more and more as I grew up, I got more comfortable around guns. Mm-hmm. I, like, shot a few when I was a bit younger than now, and now I, like, had, like, a vintage gun that I have. I think they're, like, interesting because they can have a lot of stories behind them. And I do think that they're important in America, especially because we were built around revolution, like the communists. But the reasons why we do have guns is to overthrow the government. I think that that's an important thing to note.
Well, that's a Second Amendment, right?
Yeah.
Right to bear arms, yeah.
And like, I think that's the other thing that people are really worried about is when people are fighting against being able to have guns. Everybody's like, oh, but the government, like, we're gonna have to take over, and, like,
I mean, that's what we did with Britain, that's how America came to be.
True, but
the thing is, we want to not have, like, violent revolutions. That's kind of the whole point of, like, you know, America. Negotiating, yeah. It's supposed to be, like, democratic and, like, not be, like,
well, it's not supposed to be.
Well, go against towards violence, whatever.
Oh, well, yeah.
I hate to be a pain, but I always, whenever someone's like, we live in a democracy, I'm always like, it's a constitutional republic, because I like to be a pain in the ass. So, just...
Sorry.
Fuck you, Evan.
We live in a constitutional republic.
Because we all know what that means.
Yes.
I think it's much better system of government than everyone's vote counts. But that's personally me. I know all y'all will be angry and, but you
all
guys,
our parents,
all our parents and friends.
Yeah. So I grew up, honestly, like, gun violence and, like, gun stuff. For me, I don't really remember that being, like, a huge issue. We always had the talks about, like, oh yeah, like, we don't see any, like, reason to have, like, an assault rifle or on, so stuff like that. But my parents always understood that, like Nerf guns and guns in video games, like, you know, they're not real. I'm not gonna think that, like, that's.
See, yeah, that's the other argument is that video games cause people to
okay,
and
yeah.
That was my parents' argument when I went out to play violent games. They didn't want me to grow up to have that thought in my mind that I could just, or like I think it was also the rage. Like, so I used to be like, I used to have very strong anger issues, and that's why my parents were very, like, scared about letting me play, like, Black Ops and stuff, because they were thinking, oh, like, if I grab a gun and I'm angry, that stuff will happen, because it has happened to other people. Like, I heard a story where he, like, his parents just, like, grounded
allegedly.
Him. No.
Well, you heard a story. I mean,
well, it was on the news. It was
okay,
on CNN.
Well, okay, that's different.
But,
fake news.
Oh, yeah, if it's CNN, yeah, allegedly.
Whatever. So they grounded their son and, like, put the video games in like a safe or something, like crazy like that, and he had them at gunpoint to give him his video games back, and it's like, that's what, like, everybody's worried about. It's kind of crazy. Like,
well, one of the thought processes why video games cause violence, or if they do, is that
certain video games.
Yeah, certain videos, like shooting up schools, that's a very new thing. Like, that hasn't happened when our parents were kids. Like, it's new,
and
they see video games.
So scared about
yeah,
it.
That's why people are like, video games came around this time, so they're gonna blame the video games for, like, us.
And I mean, we don't. But actually, I read a statistic, which, again, I'm not saying is 100% true, but I think it was like 30% of school shooters played violent video games.
Yeah. So I mean, I've seen like, I've had this conversation a lot with my, especially my mom, because, you know, I'm I'm a gamer, but I think,
face it, we're all gamers.
We've, like, there's, like, you know, like, I saw, you guys know, you got no game theory?
Yeah.
He made a video on, you know, like, looking at the statistics of whether, like, you know, school shootings and, like mass murders related to, like, guns has a correlation with video games. And the conclusion was that, like, no, it doesn't. There are some instances where, like, oh, yeah, this kid who did something bad played video games before, but, like, the video games didn't cause him to, you know. I think a big thing about it is desensitizing kids towards, like, violent acts. But I would say that, like, for the most part, I wouldn't agree with that statement.
But try to change an 80-year-old Republican's mind, you know? Like, you can't, like, you can show, it's
80-year-old's Democrat. No,
Republican. Okay, yeah. So it's back to what I was saying in our first one. It's like, you're like a flat earther. Like, people, like, I'm not saying you're a flat earther, you believe in something, like, stupid. No offense to any flat earthers, but like, we have so many facts that prove you wrong, but you're not accepting what is true. And I mean, there, again, I'm not, there is different stories to it, and we're not saying that this is the right answer, but we're saying we do have a lot of facts that prove that we're right, but again, you're entitled to.
One of the arguments towards it, though, I personally do not believe that video games cause violence, but one of it's like, why is it happening now? Gun laws are more restrictive now than, like, ever before, like in California and Chicago. They've struck down in it very hard. And those states are seeing the most gun violence in, like, states like Texas that have the easiest way to get gun. They're not seeing as much gun violence as other states like Chicago and California.
I think definitely screens apply a lot to it. And that's, like, my belief. Because, like if you look at, like, the rate of people that have, like, that are, like, severely depressed and have, like, anxiety and all that stuff of kids now than to, like, our parents, it's changed drastically. And, like, oh, I definitely agree. Like, I suffer with pretty bad depression and anxiety, and I'm working on it.
Me too.
Yeah, I think everybody here.
Depression doesn't exist, libtard.
But I definitely, like, I definitely think it has to do with screens, and, like, you're just, like, locked down and like, focusing on this one thing, and a lot of people are saying that depression, like, correlates with screens, and I think I definitely agree with that.
Again, this isn't the same for everybody. This is just, like, I guess, our experience for the most part.
I think maybe we should go away from this topic now, because we're kind of, like, dwelling away from it. So I think maybe climate change would be a good topic to go on next, because we're seeing that more than ever. Protests and just in general, people, like, standing up for what they believe.
Especially, you know, like, the activist Greta Thunberg, probably.
Greta Thunberg, right?
Yeah. I mean, she's Swedish, so. Uh-huh. But that's
you fucking
but my family, we're huge, and, like, obviously isn't like, oh yeah, plastic, you know, like, can't use plastic, but we're very big on, like, not having single-use plastics. And where my dad works, they have a competition, because one of the people who works there, she's, like, really big on anti-plastic, single-use plastic, whatever, and they're having a competition about who can use the least amount of single-use plastics. Actually, really interesting, like, what we've done, because you know how, like, toilet paper is, like, it comes in, like, a plastic wrap, and in the plastic wraps, the toilet papers are wrapped in plastic, and that's, like, I don't know, like, so much, like, waste. We've gotten, like, it's, like, in a cardboard box without wrapped around it. Same with, what's it called? It's, like, big toilet paper that you use to, like,
clean paper stuff. Towels.
Paper towels. Yeah, it's, like, those that aren't wrapped in plastic is, like, really interesting to, like, see, like, what you can change instead of, like, you know, just using.
And reusing things is definitely a good way to do that. Like, plastic cups, if you don't, like, chuck them, one-time use, like, maybe clean them again and, like, plastic utensils.
Yeah. Like, same with straws.
Like, stuff like this water bottle. Like, I got, like, you know, whatever. I had that. And then, like, a day later, I reused it and made tea in it. And a day later, I had, like, water in it. And it was, like, three uses for a single use something that's, like, three times the.
Yeah, and, like, I definitely think, like, I'm all about that stuff, but, like, our family doesn't go that extra mile to do that stuff. Like, we try to have that stuff. We have the metal straws, we reuse all our bottles, whatever, but Like, I think we need to more focus on, like, I again, plastic is a huge, terrible thing, but also, like, we need to do other things to do it and not just focus on plastic, like, but, and I think people are thinking that they're, oh, climate change activists when they post something on their Instagram story. You're not.
Yeah.
Do something for the world instead of posting on your Instagram story with 100 followers. You're in middle school. You're not applying anything to this. You're not spreading the word. You're not doing anything. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I think a huge part is those, what is it, Plant a Tree Co. It's like, oh, post this on your story to donate one tree to...
Absolute
like,
fucking bullshit.
Yes. So, like, those things have been proven to be wrong. You can't fund a tree by reposting something on your story that 20 other white girls will see. Like, it's the dumbest logic. And then I'll DM them. I'll be like, oh, dude, this is fake. Like, what do you mean this is fake? It says in their bio. Like, but...
It's in their bio.
I do think there's something... Very, there's things, there's definitely an extreme. I think the skipping school thing is starting to get a little far. Like, schools are like, okay, we're now not gonna, like, give you the day off. You're gonna have to make it up. And another thing about protesting, and doing, like, walkouts is, like, you have to sacrifice something for that. I do think that at one point, like, I'm hearing it, like, this climate change committee thing that my school has is that they're gonna do a 3-day protest where they skip school for 3 days. And I just think, you can't just say it's for climate change and then just skip school, because there's going to be a bunch of people that are just going to skip school because, hey, it's an excuse.
Like me. That was a joke. But
No. If you're forcing your students for the school to do this and then making them make it up is kind of stupid. So, but wait, hold on. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Let me finish. But I've had that I went to a protest. Our school had a protest. Wait, I think it was the Muslim, the
Muslim
man.
The shooter.
At the
church or whatever.
No, it's the
the synagogue, right?
Yeah. No.
That's not.
It was in New Zealand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so we had a protest for it, and a lot of people were very strong, had very strong opinions. Mm-hmm. But then there was like the kids that were like, oh, I get to skip class, and they literally just go to the protest and they just fuck around. Like, are you kidding me? Like, literally, like, what if you had a family member that was in that and got killed? Would you still be fucking around? Mm-hmm. No. So like people don't take this shit seriously, mm-hmm. and it pisses me off. And literally, like, everybody's like, oh yeah, we get to skip school. Like, yeah, you get to skip school, but it's for a reason.
Yeah.
And like, we weren't even supposed to, like, go out to, so our school is on a road, like a very busy road, and we weren't even supposed to go out because we thought it was going to be too dangerous. Why should we have that thought that it's going to be too dangerous to protest a shooting? Yeah. Are you kidding me? Like, that's so absurd and stupid.
So our school, I don't know, like a few months ago, it was like September, October, there was a protest, I don't know, in like one of the cities where we live that was about, like, I believe it was climate change and plastic. And they gave you the option to skip school to do that. And you would have to do, like, any missed work, but you didn't have to go there. And you wouldn't be, like, punished for going there. And then one other thing is our school lunches. We had a vending machine with, like, a bar of water whenever. And then one of my friends, he started a protest or whatever. They're now using reusable, like, water cans that you would get them from the vending machine. Or I don't even know where you get them. You drink the water out of them, and you give them back to them for them to reuse. I mean, that's like a great step, because instead of using bottles, you just use an actual, like...
And have you seen those things? I think they were based in Japan. I may be wrong about that. But they're like these water balls, and they're about, like... They fit in, like, 3 inside in your palm. And they're filled with water, and you put them in. Like, you put them in your mouth and drink the water, and then you eat the thing.
Yeah, I've seen toothpaste. Yeah. In balls, and you just like, and then done.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, but a lot of people, like, they don't, like, when they skip school, they don't want any repercussions. And I think one of the things about a protest is you are sacrificing something for it. Like, you have to make up the work, and you're
sacrificing a day at public school. A public middle school. I am homeschooled. I learn more in 2 days than they learn in 2 months. Shut the fuck up about I'm having to make up the work. That is absolute bullshit.
I know, but they're just people. Were saying, like, we don't want to make up the work. We want you to let us skip the day of school. That way, we don't have to make up. But one of the things of a protest is you have to sacrifice something. And what you're sacrificing is just work. Pretty
again,
easy.
Again, sacrificing
work.
A day at public school.
Yeah, so
a public middle school.
Talking about public middle schools, I go to one, and our teacher for humanities, we started, this is last year, we started in October, talking about World War One, events of World War One. Started in October, we had a rough total of about 4 weeks of break in the whole time. And we finished, we started in like October, we finished our unit about World War One in May.
Yeah, I did a unit on World War One. I finished it in 2 days.
Yeah.
Bet you I got the same amount of information. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely stupid.
And the funny thing is, I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he would just go on and on about, oh yeah, this happened and this happened, but remember about this happened.
The thing is, I have a, our social... Sorry.
Before we go any further, I think we should just make the verbal switch that we're like going to talk about public schools versus private schools now instead of climate change.
Yeah.
So, thanks. Our social studies teacher, he's great. I think he's awesome. Like, actually, he didn't happen, but... he applied the knowledge really well, and he was the only teacher in our whole team. So we had teams in our school, and like, I think the whole school that had the exact right way to show you the knowledge and have you repeat it, and like you would learn it. Like I remember almost everything from that class, and he did it in a way that like absolutely was amazing. He made slideshows, and then every time he would switch to a slide. He would call on somebody, and they had to talk about it and like explain it to him, and it was like I remember everything. It was amazing, but like I just wish that all the other teachers, and yeah, it was a little stressful if you got called on, but like it was so like good, and I just wish that all the other teachers would you know like apply that and actually get your students to learn. Like literally, I went through kindergarten through 7th grade, and I learned all that math, and I got to homeschool, and I took the assessment. I was at 3rd grade math. That's how terrible school's in. And I know that it wasn't me being a bad student, because every time, like by 6th grade, I was like one of the best in that. I like got all my A's. I got B. I got great grades for that stuff. 7th grade, I got a ton of F's, but that's don't worry about that. Like I learned all that stuff really well, like not really well. I learned all that stuff, but I just couldn't apply it and I didn't remember it. It's just disappointing, honestly.
Yeah, well, my class for math, we have these students that are well beyond our knowledge, that would go to their own special classes that they got to like, not skip, but go to a different math class. And
yeah, it's higher level.
Higher level. And they would get, like, they would be at Algebra 1 by the time I get to, like, they'll be at Algebra 2 by the time I get to Algebra 1, like, this quarter. So they're way ahead of us, and I think they would be, like, learning at, like, 9th grade level by the time I even start that. So I think it's just very strange that like we're just like split up based on like what we can show. Because
they take the people that know that stuff, and then they just break it off from the other people, and then solely teach them, and like so they're just like, oh, if we can't get all of you, might as well just get a little bit of you to graduate, you know? And like I bet you like I know so many people from my old school that I know, like, they have that type, like, I'm praying that they like, graduate high school, and I just know that a lot of them are gonna drop out, and that's just disappointing to me, and, like, I'm struggling to not be held back because of public school. I think if I started homeschool or a private school earlier, I definitely would be really high, I'd be really, really high up, and I'd be really smart, and it's just disappointing to me that I didn't make that effort to do that, so.
I think... So, I had a conversation with my friends. This is related to this, where we basically talked about how to solve all the world's problems, and we had a very similar conversation about like it's so important to have teachers teach kids correctly, so they can actually you know like, do things or like later on in life. Because if they fail, like obviously like now we don't see like oh kindergarten, preschool, 1st grade, 2nd grade, or whatever isn't that important. We just learn dumb stuff. That are like the most crucial years, because if you can get set up to succeed early on, then you'll be like, you know, you'll be set. But like, if they like you get held back like 1 year, that can mess everything else up. And, you know, your life can just be ruined.
I really haven't met a person that has gotten held back that, like, I don't want to say anything rude, but that has that I've looked at and said, he's going to be great. He's going to, or they, whatever, is gonna strive and be great. I don't think I've ever seen that, and that's really disappointing. And that's why I'm at a chance right now where if I don't step my game up, I will be held back, and I won't be in high school with all my friends, and that disappoints me. And I'm trying my best to get that there, because I know if I get held back, I'm just gonna like I'm thinking, oh, I have a chance, I can do this. Mm-hmm. But if I mess up, I don't care anymore. Like, I messed up, I'm done. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just...
Yeah, this is splitting off a little bit from that, but I think the grading system is not great. Like, I think that it puts a lot of stress on students, especially, like, not just, like, the teachers that have to grade things, but, like, we're like, oh, God, I hope I score well. It's not about if I learn anymore. It's about if I score high on it. I just have to remember.
Yes.
And that's the thing with homeschool. It's not your grade, it's if you do all the work and you can remember it.
Yeah. So I think a huge part of public schooling that I find super, like, you know, lackluster, and yeah, it's literally you engrave something into your brain long enough so you can put it on a test, remember it, and then you pass and move on to something else.
It's just you take the knowledge and then you throw it up on the test and then you forget it.
Yeah, it's like tests. It's
all about the test. Tests are so stupid, and I think they ruin the whole
school. Because it basically, like, this is what, though, so I have to say, I'm a pretty good student. What happens, we learn something in class, I have a pretty relatively good memory. I'll just, like, you know, won't even have to study, just do the classwork, get good grades on the test, whatever. But, like, it's, like, so crucial to, like, teach kids in a way where they actually can both learn and use the knowledge that you teach them without just them spitballing what you just said, just to get a good grade to move on to whatever high school, to get a minimum wage job at, like, McDonald's, and then somehow live long enough to, like, see their grandkids and then pass away without doing anything in their life.
Yeah, public school definitely teaches us that it's more important to remember than to actually learn, because there's a huge difference there between, like, remembering something and learning it, because if you learn it, it's going to be engraved in your, like, brain for, like, your lifetime. But if you remember it, you're going to, like, keep it for, like, maybe a month, then just throw it away.
So one thing, when I was talking about spending, what, like, a whole year on World War One, you guys know the YouTube channel Oversimplified?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I love that.
Dude, so, oh my gosh.
I've learned more on that than public school.
Yes, so in a 14-minute video about the whole war, I, like, learned and remembered so much more than the, what, like, 8 months of teaching. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Like, it's so, like, everybody thinks that it's like, they're doing fine, whatever. Like, you literally, you're doing fine in public school. You should not be doing fine. You should be exceeding and be absolutely amazing in public school to get a chance of having a good education. The education system right now for public schools, absolutely terrible. Like, I'm telling you, especially in the town that I live in. Like, I know the town Jerry lives in, it's drastically better than the town me and Evan live in.
There's still problems with it, but it's like...
Our school district is really, really, really bad, and yours is, like, terrible, but it's better than ours.
I don't know, I think it's alright. There's definitely a lot of kids struggling, but there's more of an effort to help kids, rather than just, like, focus on, like, the kids that are doing important stuff. I guess.
I think, personally, I'd blame the administration, because not only did this year they spend our whole budget on bathrooms and backlit mirrors for the bathrooms.
Nobody cares about kids' education. We need bathrooms. What are you talking about? Actually, go fire yourself. Go die.
One of the biggest things that happened this year was that our water fountains had lead in them, so we had to have water fountains donated to us. We couldn't afford them in our budget, so we got donated water fountains that were new, and they're very nice, but it's just kind of sad to see
them.
they're actually, like, pretty high end for a public school.
You're trying to compare to our school. You think yours is bad?
No,
are you kidding?
I don't think mine. I mean, because you know, you always tell me stories of your
my journeys.
Yes. And I'm just like, I've always been, like, very aware of, like, I have it very good. And I don't want to, like,
don't want to. Well, we all have a good. It's just our school
or state. Yeah, it's like it's a bad good or a good bad or something like that. I don't know. But I think it just like are we spent? Oh my, we spent like $8-10 million redoing our whole school. Oh. Like.
We have less than half of that budget.
No, but the high school got like $100 million now, and they didn't start construction. They were supposed to start construction like a year and a half ago, but they didn't. Like they didn't.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
like
the it's terrible.
Yeah. So we spent.
That's why I'm trying to go to the high school in your district.
So we spent so much money just redoing the school.
Yeah. Yeah, and we spent it redoing our bathrooms. Like, we had to get our water fountains donated. We didn't even have enough money for that. They literally had lead in them.
I'm laughing. It's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious because it's so stupid. Like literally, I don't know what's going through their minds when they think, oh, we don't have enough money for this. Oh, let's just ask for water fountains donated. It's
so our school that I go to is a third through eighth grade. And at the end of every year, we would have a huge water gun fight. Like on the buses, you'd bring buckets and your water gun, you'd spray the teachers, they'd spray you back. It was amazing. So much fun. Guess what?
Ready.
So, our conservative principal decided to ban that event because water guns is promoting gun violence at our school. And no, I'm not even finished. Our play, we did like a musical play, whatever. We couldn't have a bright orange Nerf gun that made pew pew noises. So instead of having that as a gun, as a laser antimatter cannon, whatever, we had a big black box with a giant red button on it that said cannon as our cannon.
What the?
Like, it's mind blowing how they think that having a fun water gun fight with your teachers at the end of the year to, you know, actually have some fun at the school is promoting gun violence.
It's like, just it, practice.
It's absurd.
I bet you if they ask them, they're just like, we're just, it's just like caution. Like,
I talked about them about this, and it's just like, they're like, oh, we don't want.
Do they think that
we got numerous complaints from parents. Like,
yeah, find me one fucking parent that complained about a water gun fight! Your kid's in third grade! Oh my god.
Do they think someone's gonna cat an actual gun into the water gun and go boom?
Yes, so the bright yellow, orange, green, purple, turquoise, black, white, purple gun. and then they also banned what is it called, water balloons, because
grenades.
My god, that is that's so embarrassing. Mm-hmm. That is so, like, are you kidding me? Like, if like we're literally laughing at it, if your gun violence worry shouldn't be something that we're laughing at. That's how you know that you're fucking stupid.
Okay, moving on.
We're gonna get an age restriction on this episode.
We'll bleep it out. It's fine.
The whole second just.
That's what happened when I was talking about in our first one. Like, I was listening to it, and she's like. Okay. No, we should
go for another 10 minutes, probably.
Another hour, yeah. I think this is an extra special long episode.
Yeah.
So what should the next topic be?
So for this segment, I think we're just gonna talk about ourselves for like about 5 minutes each. So I'm Grayson. We all live in. Whoops. I'm Grayson. I'm homeschooled. I'm about middle, maybe leaning left on the political spectrum. I don't know, I'm 13, turning 14 this year, and...
I think we all are.
I'm turning 15 this year.
Yeah, Evan's... Yeah.
I think all of our birthdays are this year.
Yeah. So, what do we, what else should I say about myself?
That was 30 seconds.
Yeah, I know. What do you want me to say?
5 minutes is so
just
long.
Just like your school, like, wow, your life in total. Like what's happened? What's happened in your life? Like,
okay, so I had a very interesting childhood. I was a very messed up child. I had some definitely weird moments, but, I'm an only child. I don't have any siblings. That's what that means. What else? I love gaming. I'm a gamer. Gaming.
I love gaming.
Okay. I love gaming. Yeah. I love playing video games. I've had video games in my life since I was 5 years old. Actually, we just whipped out some of our old Skylanders.
Dude. Don't even get me. Well, you already got me started like 3 episodes ago, but like, oh my god.
Yeah. So I just dug through my thing of old games and I found my DSi. I found all my Skylanders. We're just in like a pit of nostalgia right now. But yeah, I had, I don't know.
Where's your family come from then?
I actually don't know. I have a lot about my parents that I don't know at all. I've asked and they've kind of like shooken off the question. Like that sounds like that's why I'm like really like
El Chapo, the uncle comes.
Yeah, exactly. Like literally my parents, like they barely, like they're like, oh yeah, I grew up in Chicago and I blah blah whatever, like that was just a made up thing. But I don't know, I just don't really know about much about my parents. I asked my grandparents, like they don't, it's weird, either I forgot or they just don't tell me. I have a very probably England. I'm pretty white, but
what do you like to play, like video games?
Yeah, so I play a lot of video games. I play Rainbow Six Siege, I play Overwatch, I play Astroneer, CSGO. I play a pretty big variety of games, but right now I'm really into Siege. League of Legends, I used to play a ton of Hearthstone.
LOL?
Yep.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
But yeah, I don't know. This past year I've really gone through with video games. I used to be, I play Xbox or the Wii.
Fortnite.
Yeah.
You played a lot of Fortnite.
We all did. And now I have, like, this huge, like, 3-monitor setup, and it's pretty great, and I definitely love it. I definitely spend a lot more time than I should down here, but I don't really like playing alone. I'm not that kind of gamer. I like to play a lot with my friends, and that's kind of, I kind of met Jerry and Evan, so.
Yeah. You like any sports?
I play a lot of Ultimate Frisbee, but other than that, I'm not like a big. Yeah, I got those the white boy sports. But my dad was a huge frisbee player. He played for like 20 years, and so yeah, I kind of just picked that up from him. So yeah.
Besides gaming, what's one of your hobbies?
Gaming. No, I don't know. I don't really. I guess just hanging out with friends. That's kind of a hobby of mine.
Yeah, really. You're really just like. Gaming and friends, just
yeah. Well, that sounds like a boring life, but
no,
it's fun.
Do you like any like TV shows?
I'm watching.
I like Seinfeld.
I got the classics like The Office, Parks and Rec, stuff like that. But no, I mostly watch like sitcoms. I guess I don't know. I'm not really like so. I kind of just like I have that in the background while I play video games. I'm not really like a binge watcher of like TV shows. Mm-hmm. Unless I have like a really good one that I'm watching. I watch a lot of YouTube though.
Well, you are big on what, Rick and Morty and
Rick and Morty.
Gravity Falls as well.
So Gravity Falls, Rick and Morty, The Simpsons and Family Guy. Those were like my core ones for a really long time. And then like now I'm like watching the new Rick and Morty series, which is it's good so far, but I don't know. I don't really like watch shows that much anymore. Like, I have, like I'm watching, like, funny shows. Like, I watch Skylanders Academy, which is the Skylanders TV show. Mm-hmm. It's honestly the best TV show I've ever watched.
Right.
But, yeah. So,
Evan?
I originated from the South, and a lot of my family members are from there as well. Half my family's Mexican, and the other half is French. So, I'm pretty mixed up.
Diverse.
You know, I very much like video games as well. I play a lot of Assassin's Creed and Red Dead Redemption 2 are my two main games currently. That's like Call of Duty and like Minecraft and all that stuff. My voice cracked.
The voice crack on that. Good was perfect. Oh my god.
For sports, I do football and MMA for this season. I didn't play football exactly this year, but next year I think I will. And
Evan's a very buff dude. He's very scary. Yeah.
I'm very scary.
He threatened me one time, and I think I peed my pants.
But for hobbies, definitely gaming and probably just lifting weights. That's something I like to do. TV shows, I like The Simpsons. I watch mainly right now. The Mandalorian I watched for a while. Mm-hmm. And The Office is definitely one of my favorite TV shows ever.
That's the French.
That's the French coming in. I think that's...
What was so funny about that?
You said the French, and you said The Office is one of my favorite shows, and you said that's the French in you, and I said, yeah, that's the pussy in you.
I think besides that, there's not too much else for my hobbies, so what about you, Jerry?
Well, my name's Jerry.
My name's Jerry.
I was born up north, but both my parents, my dad's out of the country, was from out of the country. He has, I don't know, he got his citizenship here when he was like, I don't know, whenever. My mom's still in this country, born.
Born and raised.
Yeah.
I swear.
But let's see here. My hobbies include gaming. I like gaming a lot. I do a little bit of coding. Started taking an online course for that, like JavaScript and Java. Pretty cool. I do some video editing and Photoshop.
Jerry actually edits all of our podcasts by himself, and he enjoys it so.
I also love when people call me slow. It's great.
I called you slow one time because Asa didn't fucking send you the music, okay? Shut the fuck up. You're slow.
Bleep.
But, you know, I do, I go to the gym quite a lot, you know, like lifting weights and whatever.
They're both like buff dudes. I'm just like,
dude, my dad, he's built, dude.
He's very intimidating. Like, I think your parents are awesome.
My parents are pretty lit. My dad, because the thing is, it's, I start
lit.
Okay.
Okay,
Grayson. Like, I mean, I started working out like almost 2 years ago, and I started by doing my dad's workout routine. He's been working out since he was in like middle school, so I started doing that, and like, you know, I literally had to crawl out of the gym because like my arms were destroyed. But I don't really play any sports because I think they're dumb.
We like to kick the football around, though.
Yeah. Kick the football.
We're not joking, by the way.
Why would we be joking? But I like playing games a lot. I stream Twitch channel.
Yeah, at Silver Lion TV, right?
Yep.
And he also has a YouTube channel, so Silver make sure Lion. To go, go
yeah,
check
we'll,
him
we'll
out.
Just put that in the description. I play a lot of Siege. A ton of League of Legends right now. I play a lot of Magic in real life and on the computer. I'm obsessed with that. Overwatch. Mm-hmm. CSGO.
Well, I mean, actually, we're going to the Siege Invitational.
Oh, dude, yes.
We're really excited about
that. So, for those of you who don't know, I guess Rainbow Six Siege has a...
It's a video game, by the way.
Yeah, it's a video game. and they have a... They have esports for that, which is basically competitive gaming. and they have a two like major events every year. One in February, one in July or August. Mm-hmm. So the Rally Major, which is in Raleigh, California, and the Invitational, which is in Montreal, Canada. And then me and Grayson, and then two of my other friends, Carter and.
Big boy.
Babatunde.
Babatunde.
We're all going with my parents to this event, which is going to be so much fun. It's in like, what, 2 weeks?
It's in 19 days, yeah.
Maybe we should go back around and ask what kind of music we like.
Oh,
okay, so I'm... Shut up! I'm talking!
Let me talk.
So, I'm a big... I expanded my variety of music after I met Jerry. Yeah, he is a. But I mostly focused on rap, a lot of Juice WRLD and Juice WRLD. I don't know. I'm not like a fanboy or anything. wallpaper. I'm not my big screen. Yeah. I'm not a big fan or whatever, but I do enjoy his music, and it was like really sad when he died, but I'm not gonna like start sobbing over it.
Yeah,
and, like,
I think those people that
I mean
say,
yeah, it was really sad.
Yeah, the people who say like, oh, like, you know, he made a tweet 2 years ago saying that he was gonna die and then he died, like, oh, like some conspiracy theory about it. It's stupid.
Yeah, like I understand. Like, he literally said he was gonna get big, fake his death. Like, obviously, like, that's some people are gonna, but they're just in a state of grief, which is denial.
We all know that him and Tupac and Biggie are on a Hawaii, you know?
And X and Lil Peep.
Oh, yeah.
Get those fuckers out of here! I actually really like Lil Peep. And X is okay. Some of his music is really good. And, we all have a playlist together, and I listen to it. And I was like, oh, this song's really good. And I look, and, like, I don't even realize that it's X.
Yeah.
Like, he has, like, a lot
of... Joycelyn Flayers is a huge... Well, or at least was, like, a really huge song. And, like, you know, no one really thought it was X until... They found out it was.
I started liking X when he, like, got past the angry phase and started doing, like, more deep music.
I think that's where everybody kind of... And then, what do you... Okay, sure.
Well, Look At Me was, like, his... You know, when he blew up, which is like the screaming song, and then people realize like, oh, he's not just some screaming guy. Oh,
and then Jerry likes Billie Eilish.
Yeah. So music for me is like a huge part of, like, I listen to so much music. I have a playlist of, like, I don't know, 90 songs. But like, I listen to like a huge, huge variety of music. But I like Billie Eilish, Suicide Boys. X, Juice WRLD. Which one got you? You want
to? Sure. okay, Grayson. For me, I definitely like classic rock and old rap, but that's like some new pop songs and some new rap. I think my favorites are the Beatles, Tupac, and Eazy-E for like
Beatles
rapping.
Literally leave.
And I like.
Guess what John Lennon does.
I like a lot of classic rock as well. I think that some new pop is kind of dumb, and some of it sounds
a lot of it.
Exactly the same.
Dude, Cardi B is my favorite.
But I sometimes I like angry songs like. Some angry rap, but it definitely has to depend on the beat and stuff. Like,
I just want to talk about anybody who doesn't listen to rap is like, oh, it's just mindless people saying a bunch of like swears talking about having sex. Like literally, rap is like poetry. Like, nobody understands that. Like, you think I'm just being like a piece of shit, but like I'm not. Like, literally, if you actually listen, like, one of my favorite songs. It's literally about how he works so much to make money that he doesn't have time for friends. It's like, it's so, like, if you actually listen to it, it's really deep and it's really good. But like people like let's call him
Joe Swanson,
sure.
From Family
Guy. Absolutely hates that stuff. Like, he hates it. And like,
well, he also hates pop in general, right?
No. Oh, wait, like, he's strictly about Beatles. Like, it's literally, like, he doesn't listen to anything else, and he criticizes other rap. He's like, I'll listen to my rap, and he'll be like, oh, that's a bad song. And then he starts playing The Beatles, my friend! Beatles!
I like The Beatles because it actually does have a lot of meaning behind it. It's a complicated song, so it's definitely not, like, kind of called song, but it's a complicated, so you definitely have to think about it, which not a lot of people like to think when they listen to music.
No offense to Beatles, like, I'm just not... Like,
I think I like the Beatles because I grew up around listening to them, and I recently like Tupac and Biggie. I only like Tupac's like more meaningful songs, like Only God Can Judge Me, kind of, and then Changes, and not Changes by X, but just by Tupac. And like Hail Mary is still kind of fun, and it's like that doesn't have too much meaning behind it, so.
Yeah. dude, like, I like music a lot. Like, sometimes, like, because I have a lot of sleep troubles.
Oh, yeah.
We both have, what, like, depression, anxiety, stuff like that. And on top of that, I have insomnia and also, like, everything else like that could make sleeping the worst. So sometimes I literally just, like, lie in my, like, bed on the floor for, like, an hour and a half and just listen to music. And just, anyway, just, like,
all right, I'm here to wrap it up. Does anybody have any finishing statements? No. Make sure to go follow our Instagram at Kids Talk About Shit and follow our Twitter at Kids Talk About S1. In the bio of both of those, you can go to our Discord and give us advice. So we hope you enjoyed and learned a little something today, and we hope to see you next week. Thanks.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.